I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, the parade of American officials visiting Israel continued with the arrival of Chief Middle East Negotiator George Mitchell. Mitchell followed Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and still to come, National Security Advisor James Jones and the White House Counselor Dennis Ross. As Linda Gradstein reports, the Obama administration's big push is leaving the Israeli public unimpressed.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came out of his meeting with George Mitchell today talking about progress towards understandings, apparently referring to a deal to freeze most Jewish settlement building in the West Bank. Senator Mitchell, too, seemed pleased.
Our meeting was very productive, conducted in a cordial atmosphere, as is the case when friends and allies are discussing important issues.
Neither man provided any details. But at the Aroma coffee shop on Jerusalem's trendy Emek Rephaim Street, most patrons seem skeptical that any real progress can be made. Ilana Zimran says she supports a peace deal with the Palestinians, but sees little hope for a deal in the near future. Zimran says she supports a settlement freeze. But she also says any final peace deal will mean dismantling most of the Jewish settlements. And moving close to 300,000 Jewish settlers from their homes is impractical.
I am against the settlements, but now it's a problem. You cannot move so many people out. That's the problem.
Her friend Mazal Ben Zikri says that Israelis pay the price of continued conflict with the Palestinians. Her son, she says, has to interrupt his architectural studies frequently to do reserve duty in the Israeli army. She, too, says she has little faith that a peace deal is imminent.
It's not real. It's all political. The Americans always want progress, but it's not real. They have missed too many opportunities.
At a nearby table, Gabrielle Porton, a tour guide and educator, says politely that President Obama and his chief of staff should mind their own business.
I feel that he's being a little, kind of condescending is the right word. Perhaps patronizing. When you hear somebody like Rahm Emanuel saying the two-state solution will happen in 4 years, whether it's Netanyahu or somebody else, that to Israelis can feel a little patronizing. You know, we need America's help, perhaps, in solving the problem, but we're the ones who will solve it.
President Bush was enormously popular here. He was seen as a true friend of Israel who understood Israel's need for security. President Obama, on the other hand, is seen as much less sympathetic to Israel. A recent Jerusalem Post poll found that only 6% of Israelis see President Obama as pro-Israel, while half believe he is pro-Palestinian. Israelis also frequently mention the fact that President Obama has not visited Israel since he was elected, although he has gone to Cairo, where he made a speech reaching out to the Arab world. Professor Steve Kaplan, the academic director of the Truman Institute at the Hebrew University, says Israelis feel like they've already seen this movie.
Every new American administration thinks it's going to solve the problems of the Middle East, and there's a tendency to almost laugh at the naivete of people in that.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has so far focused on what he calls economic peace. Some large checkpoints in the West Bank have been removed, making it easier for Palestinians to travel. More Palestinians have received permits to enter Israel. Today, Netanyahu announced the Allenby Bridge crossing between Israel and Jordan will be open until midnight to facilitate travel. Palestinians say these moves are too little, too late, and only a complete settlement freeze can restart negotiations. Israelis say they're skeptical about President Obama and that pressure on Israel, including on the issue of the settlements, is doomed to fail. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.